I thank the delegation of India for intervention. If there is no further intervention, then I will try to summarize agenda item nine. It's clear from the interventions, and it's also clear from the convention, that hostile use on animals and plants are part of the conventions, including the scope of the convention. And therefore, it's obvious also that the other parts of the convention is also relevant on those matters, including Article 7. It would also cover these instances. It would underline the massive economic cost that states face, but also the human implications. If this would have been a conference with a different theme, we might have talked about the challenges for states as we continue to grow. We hit 7 billion, we're going to go further. And there are discussions about scarcity of food and so forth. So in that context, it will have implications, severe implications also on life of man. I'm not an expert on this, but I would suspect that there would be a slightly different type of expertise equipment necessary, whether it would be responding to, for instance, an Ebola crisis or a foot and mouth crisis. But no, someone correct me if I'm wrong, but that's just my suspicion. So it's certainly part of the that we can discuss under the meeting of experts, and the Swedish delegation saw it as an interesting topic to look at, to have private profit actors as possible perpetrators of hostile use. Now, I don't want to continue the discussion, but I remember because I was serving in the Swedish MFA on the bioweapon, chem weapon desk in early 2000s. And I remember that was a massive outbreak of foot-mouth disease in the UK at that time. And I remember these pictures of all the cows which had been culled, you know, stapled in long like walls, essentially. So yeah, can most certainly have devastating effects on your economy and so forth. With that, I'd like to close off the meeting, but I see Brazil, not the meeting, this agenda item, but I see Brazil. You have the floor, sir.